Lift him up, August 5. Lift him up, the man of Calvary. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The principles that should actuate us as workers in God's cause are laid down by the Apostle Paul. He says, "We are laborers together with God. Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." And Peter exhorts the believers, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ." When these principles control our hearts, we shall realize that the work is God's, not ours, that He has the same care for every part of the great whole. When Christ and His glory are made first and love of self is swallowed up in love for souls for whom Christ died, then no worker will be so entirely absorbed in one branch of the cause as to lose sight of the importance of every other. We are taught in God's Word that this is the time, above all others, when we may look for light from heaven. It is now that we are to expect a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. We should watch for the movings of God's providence as the army of Israel watched for the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, the appointed signal that heaven would work for them. God cannot glorify His name through His people while they are leaning upon man and making flesh their arm. The present state of weakness will continue until Christ alone shall be exalted, until, with John the Baptist, they shall say from a humble and reverent heart, "He must increase, but I must decrease." Words have been given me to speak to the people of God. Lift him up, the man of Calvary. Let humanity stand back, that all may behold him in whom their hopes of eternal life are centered. Says the prophet Isaiah, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Let the church and the world look upon their Redeemer. Let every voice proclaim with John, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." It is to the thirsting soul that the fountain of living waters is open. God declares, "I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground." To souls that are earnestly seeking for light and that accept with gladness every ray of divine illumination from His holy word, to such alone light will be given. It is through these souls that God will reveal that light and power which will lighten the whole earth with His glory.